This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The first reading of an ordinance to raise millions in additional utility revenue by increasing the average residential bill by nearly 7% passed yesterday during the meeting of the City Council. According to the news record, the need for additional revenue of just under $3 million was identified and presented to the Council. Over the course of the next year, city utility departments are slated to spend around $55 million as they move to comply with new waterline inspection and replacement requirements, replacing a depleted power fund reserve and moving forward on a new wastewater treatment plant. Gas prices in the city are holding steady at just under $4 a gallon, with the cheapest being $3.86 a gallon at MG Oil, according to Gas Buddy. At other gas stations in the city, price per gallon stayed at about $3.99 a gallon. Gillette has been, on average, the most expensive gas in the state. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Wyoming Department of Health reported on Tuesday 20 COVID-19 deaths in the state, including two Campbell County residents. One was an older adult Campbell County woman who lived in a long-term care facility and had health conditions, putting her at an increased risk of severe illness. The other death involved an older Campbell County man who was also a resident of a long-term care facility and had mitigating health conditions. There have been 143 total deaths in the county and 1,769 statewide. The number of active cases in Campbell County fell to 6 on Tuesday. The 29th annual home show will be at Camplex this weekend, back to normal after 3 years. According to the news record, the executive director of the Campbell County Chamber of Commerce, Gail Laughing, said they're expecting the show to have more than 100 vendors and more than last year's attendance, which was down a bit from years past. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.